Essex was jailed for over 15 months after sending explicit images to a teenage girl and a woman. Climate Reports issued a red alert after record-breaking temperatures caused misery and mayhem in 2023. The UN's World Meteorological Organization says extreme weather events were off the charts. Report author John Kennedy says climate scientists are stunned.
Various centres put out forecasts for the annual global temperature, and 2023 was outside the ranges of those forecasts and far above them. And we've seen individual months where the records were not broken, but I think it's fair to say shattered.
A major union's criticised Labour's shadow chancellor after she set out the party's financial policies if it gets into power. Rachel Reeves has promised a new chapter in Britain's economic history, but Unite says it's time for a real plan. Bim Alafami, the Conservative Economic Secretary to the Treasury, wasn't impressed with the speech.
All that it showed is that Rachel Reeves couldn't say anything she'd do differently, because everybody knows Labour do not have a plan. All that they offer are unfunded spending promises, which will lead to higher taxes and lower take-home pay for ordinary people.
A man arrested on suspicion of attempted murder over two crossbow attacks has been released on bail. Police say the 47-year-old suspect remains under investigation. The Chancellor's teased that the general election might take place in October. Jeremy Hunt appears to have let the date slip during a committee hearing, despite the government remaining coy about the plans. And athletes from Russia and Belarus won't be allowed to take part in the opening ceremony of the Olympic Games. They've been banned from competing as teams in Paris due to Russia's invasion of Ukraine. That's the latest. I'm Ruth McKee.
This is Phoenix FM.
This is the show that goes like this with Ben Simmons.
Broadcasting to Brentwood, Billericay and the world, this is Phoenix FM.
If you want to run away with me, I know a galaxy and I could take you for a ride.
Say green, green grass, blue, blue sky, you better throw a party on the day.
And tonight had some. Show me a real good time.
I hear it and I know. Why don't you say so?
Tell me what you gonna do. Talk to myself for hours. Say I'm unstoppable today.
It really is. Once again, hello everybody. It's the show that goes like this. I'm Ben Simmons with you now up until midnight. It's Tuesday. It's the 19th of March. A lot of stuff is going on today in terms of ridiculous holidays. Happy to share those with you very shortly. Celebrity birthdays coming up as well. Our roving reporter will be bringing another hard-hitting report in about 30 minutes' time. Plenty of wacky facts to keep you entertained with, and an intense debate raging across the Twitterverse as ever. And also, as ever, fantastic music, most of which has been selected by you, wonderful Legend listeners on social media in the run-up to today's show. Thank you very much to everyone who's been in touch. So what is going on the 19th of March? Well, did you know it is today Certified Nurses Day? So if you're a nurse in training and not certified, then it's not your day today. It's only for ones that absolutely are and have done, completed their training and are absolutely professional in all respects. I'm sure nurses that are training and doing a fantastic job as well, but you know, that's the way the cookie crumbles. But as well as Certified Nurses Day, it's Let's Laugh Day. Don't laugh at a certified nurse, though, please. It's also National Agriculture Day. Who doesn't love a bit of arable farming in mid-March? Oh, yes, National Agriculture Day. Slightly more excitingly for many, except some farmers who are now outraged looking at their radios, it is Teenage Mutant Ninja Turtles Day. Yeah, I was very excited to hear that. I did enjoy, as a teenager, the exploits of Leonardo, Raphael, Donatello and Michelangelo. trying to fight off the evil Shredder with the help of Splinter. If you don't know what I'm talking about, where the heck have you been? If you do know what I'm talking about, you'll enjoy. Absolutely. Teenage Mutant Ninja Turtles. Hero Turtles in the UK, because they thought we couldn't cope with ninjas to begin with, but there we go. Also, all week this week, it's Clutter Awareness Week. And, you know, every now and again I get annoyed by ridiculous holidays that occur, and I'm not so much annoyed by this. It's a worthy one to sort of recognise it's in some way, I suppose, but people suffering with something like this, do they need, won't they feel patronised by there being a month that is dedicated to this? Yes, it is Bleeding Disorders Awareness Month. Haemophiliacs all over the world are happy throughout March because there's extra awareness of their disorder. Yeah, unbelievable. I'm sure there are other bleeding disorders, and I don't want to seem ignorant by not talking about them too much. I'm not making light of that. I just think it's ridiculous that that is a monthly recognised thing that occurs in March every year. Bleeding Disorders Awareness Month. Anyway, we're not focusing on that musically throughout the show. Oh, no, we are focusing on your suggestions about it being Nurses Day today, Certified Nurses Day. So lots of tracks that link to helping people, saving people, looking after people, caring for people. Yes, you're a caring bunch of Legend listeners, absolutely. I care about you guys too. So let's get going musically with a track that celebrates everything to do with looking after, saving, caring, all that gubbins. And it's been suggested by a wonderful friend of the show and listener, Laden Tunchai. Thank you so much for this. What a great track. Evanescence, Bring Me to Life.
radio for Brentwood and Billericay. This is Phoenix FM.
And that was Evanescence and Bring Me to Life. Don't know about you, but I've noticed in the last 2 or 3 days, it's stopped feeling sort of chilly at night. It's kind of getting to a time, and I don't want to speak too soon, I don't want to speak for everybody, time you could consider turning your heating off. You know, I mean, apparently inflation's going down, energy bills are going down in April, you know, I think it could be time to consider saving yourself a bit of money on those bills. It will naturally come down a bit soon as well, so who knows. But yeah, I feel like that. I've said that now, and there's going to be an Arctic chill hitting the UK reported in the next few hours, isn't there? Anyway, hope your Tuesday evening has treated you well so far. Thank you very much for sharing the end of it with me. Stick with us till midnight. Loads of great stuff going on. Stuff you can get involved in and get interactive in. Many of you have done that already by making song suggestions. And you'll be delighted to know, many of you, that your tracks will be making it into the show. What other ways can you get interactive? Well, there is a hotly contested debate raging on the Twitterverse at Ben Sim Radio. I'm going to get to that probably in about 45 minutes' time, maybe slightly earlier. But in the world of movie news, yeah, that's what it's linked to, something's been sort of leaked over the last 24 hours. You may have seen it already. But, yeah, that is what the poll is all to do with. I'm being deliberately vague. You can get to at Ben Sim Radio on Twitter /X and find out more before I talk about it live on the show. Loads of great music coming up, thanks to you guys. We'll do celebrity birthdays probably after this. And particularly, I'm looking forward to a hard-hitting report from Scott Fish, our roving reporter, because of the nature of the wacky holidays today, we've sent him to, well, I don't want to be too serious about it, because we've had our moments of frivolity with Scott Fish over the weeks and months, but yeah, a hard-hitting frontline report on the NHS. It's Certified Nurses Day. Hopefully Scott will have got to spend some time with some real-life nurses and find out exactly how heroic they are on a daily basis. So looking forward to that in about 15 minutes' time. Don't go anywhere. Keep it here. 98.0 Phoenix FM and phoenixfm.com. Available on smart speaker as well. And if you have a Mixcloud account, you can see the video feed into the studio and join in the chat in the box on the side at mixcloud.com. Fantastic stuff. So right now, time for more music, courtesy of Jodie Young on social media. Thank you for suggesting a bit of classic Bonnie Tyler.
FM.
Bonnie Tyler and Holding Out for a Hero. I think it's time, almost 20 minutes into the show, to go straight in with celebrity birthdays. Do you? Well, even if you don't, it's happening. 19th of March. Who is celebrating today? Film star Bruce Willis is 69 today. Facebook co-founder, but slightly lesser known unless you've seen The Social Network film, Eduardo Saverin is 42 today. Actress Glenn Close is 77 today. TV presenter Dan Walker is 47 today. Ex-footballer, now manager, Nigel Clough is 58 today. And iconic screen legend Ursula Andress is 88 today. And had they survived, Tommy Cooper would be 103 today. Wyatt Earp would be 176. Those are your celebrity birthdays. And as ever, of course, on the 19th of March, if it's your birthday, very many happy returns to you as well. And I'm reminded it is Phil Ludeman's birthday today as well. I can't possibly reveal his age, but another legend who I've known for many years. Hope you're having a great birthday, Phil. Fabulous stuff. Well, coming up to 20 past 10, we're just under 10 minutes away, probably, from speaking to Scott Fish, all being well. That is very exciting. A hard-hitting report about what it really is like working now, post-COVID, on the NHS frontline on Certified Nurses Day. Scott Fish, live from a hospital, very shortly. What on earth will he have discovered? Something hard-hitting, I am sure. Later on in the show, we will give you some tips on advice on decluttering, facts about the Teenage Mutant Ninja Turtles, possibly facts about agriculture, whether you want them or not, and the poll, the intense debate on the Twitterverse can be found at Ben Sim Radio. I'm going to talk about that later on in the show, but it is movie news related. If you've seen movie news trending over the last 24 hours, maybe you'll have a fair idea what it's all about. But now, thanks to Maria on the Isle of Wight, on this Certified Nurses Day, all the tracks about caring, saving, looking after, etc. Here, a Snow Patrol. Forget what we're told.
to remind me to find my own. If I lay here, if I just lay. Just lay here. Would you lie with me and just forget the world?
Phoenix FM.
Brilliant track, Snow Patrol and Chasing Cars. It's Tuesday the 19th of March. This is Ben Simmons on the show that goes like this with you on Phoenix FM. 98.0 on an FM dial if you're in Brentwood, Billericay or the surrounding environs in Essex. And phoenixfm.com if you're anywhere else in the world. Tune in online on whatever device. If you have a smart speaker, just ask it to play Phoenix FM and it absolutely will do. And please, tell people about this show, about this station. Give it a share in some way or another. You can find us on social media. You can find Phoenix FM on social media. You can get in touch with me on social media, Ben Simmons and Ben Simmons Radio on Facebook, at Ben Sim Radio on Twitter as well. You can even email us if you're so inclined, radio@phoenixfm.com. So, yes, lots of ways you can be in touch, and many of you have been. I'm delighted to bring all these tracks to you today on this Certified Nurses Day. But as well, we can take a lighter look at some things at some point, because it is Let's Laugh Day. I hope you've had a laugh at some point. It's also, of course, National Agriculture Day. I hope you've been involved in agriculture at some point. It's Teenage Mutant Ninja Turtles Day. I hope, well, no, you probably haven't. It's Clutter Awareness Week. Anything you can do to declutter. I'm going to look at some ways of helping you later on in the programme too. It's also somehow, why it needs celebrating, I don't know, Bleeding Disorders Awareness Month. There we go. Okay, let's have an all-time classic of all-time track coming up now. And then we will hear from our roving reporter, Scott Fish. Whether he's still on the front line with the NHS, we will find out in due course. But I'm excited to finally bring a very hard-hitting report to you. It all went a bit wrong at the Oscars recently. But, yeah, brilliant. Scott Fish from a hospital. He's gained access to places where most people can't normally go. But in the meantime, thanks to Paul Milton, we're now going to hear classic R.E.M. Thank you.
sometimes everything is wrong. Now it's time to sing along. When your day is night, hold on, hold on. If you feel like letting go, hold on. If you think you've had too much of this life,
for Brentwood and Billericay. This is Phoenix FM.
And it's just gone 10:30 on a Tuesday night. It's the show that goes like this with me, Ben Simmons. If you're a regular listener over the last few months, you'll know what this time slot means. It's time to hear from our roving reporter, Scott Fish, with a very hard-hitting report, post-COVID, frontline on the NHS on Nurses Day. I'm looking forward to speaking to him. Let's hit that jingle.
Phoenix 98 FM.
And I have to say, Scott Fish, delighted to be able to speak to you. Hello, Scott.
Yeah, I've got to talk to my boss on the radio live in a minute, but
Scott, you're on air now. Oh, Scott. Scott?
I'll be on it in a few seconds.
Scott, can you hear me?
Ben, how are you?
All right, Scott, how are you doing?
Yeah, good. I just got my timings right there, as always.
Yeah, I think I could hear you speaking to someone else, which is good to know, because presumably you are with some nurses on nursing day here. We want to know what life is like in the NHS post-COVID times. So what can you tell us, Scott Fish?
I think there's been a terrible mistake.
Really? You don't normally admit to a terrible mistake this early into the report.
It's quite a serious mistake. I've misunderstood quite seriously.
Look, I know I did fax you the instructions this week, and people can have printing problems with faxes and stuff, but it clearly said...
I don't even have a fax, Ben, so that's an issue.
It said frontline NHS report is what we wanted from you this week. Where are you, Scott?
I'm at the front line of the RHS.
Yeah, what's it? What is even the RHS?
It's a wonderful organisation, Ben, made up of many, many hard-working people, and it actually stands for the Royal Horticultural Society.
Right. And you're there now?
Work. I am there now, in the dark, in the garden, in Essex. Actually, there is a Royal Horticultural Society garden in Essex. It's a bit further out than Brentwood, but I thought, rather than going to some of their more sort of further afield ones like Manchester or things like that, or Harrog,
yeah,
just stick to the ones in Essex and talk to the people on the ground. And there's a lot of ground around.
There really is, yeah. So let's just be clear. You haven't in any way compiled any kind of report about what life is like as a nurse or a doctor in any of Britain's hospitals at the moment?
Now, I mean, it depends really what you define as compiled any work on it, really, because what I've done, that I've spoken to a lot of people who have been in the garden today. I've been here all day, and you can't say it's a 0% chance that some of them have worked in the medical field.
Yeah, but on speaking to those people in the garden that you're in, none of them revealed to you that they worked in the medical profession.
I was mostly asking them about tulips.
Right, okay. Perhaps we can shelve the NHS report for another time. What can you tell us?
Shelve the NHS? That is an amazing institution with lots of hard-working doctors and nurses. You can't just shelve it, Ben. People are in the front line. I don't know them, but I'm almost... I would suspect... I imagine there are people in the front line. Don't shelve them.
No. All right, I won't. Scott, what can you tell us about the RHS? I'm reluctant to even ask, but what have you found out with your roving wherever you are?
Well, it's closed now, but I've jumped the fence and I've walked over a lot of the plants. Obviously, RHS, famously, I looked into horticulture.
Yeah.
That's obviously what the H is of RHS.
Yeah.
Did you know, Ben, that really is a lot to do with food? So the RHS is really talking about plants that you can eat.
So are you moving over to a plant-based diet? Is this what you're telling us? Perhaps you could do a future hard-hitting report about life as a vegan, you know?
I didn't know till today that you could eat plants.
Right. But you've had salads in the past, haven't you?
No. The nearest I had were crisps.
Well, they are potatoes, aren't they, crisps?
No, they're crisps. They're not potatoes. Potatoes are round and you find them in the ground. These are sort of flat and you find them in packets of Walkers.
I don't want to blow your mind. Don't want to blow your mind, Scott, but imagine one of those round potatoes if you sort of sliced it very thinly and then cooked it.
I don't think you can eat plants. No, you can. I've spoken to people today who've said you can do that, so...
Yeah.
I mean, yeah, I don't know. Has anyone ever tried... I should have asked them if they've ever tried slicing and eating a potato, but...
Yeah.
Seems a bit mental, if you ask me.
Well, it is National Agriculture Day today as well. You could grow potatoes and then farm them and supply them to people to eat. But anyway, let's go...
Sounds like a lot of work, though, doesn't it? Probably just have a bag of crisps instead.
Yeah, you could do that. So, listen, we were hoping for a hard-hitting report on the NHS. Instead, you've gone to the RHS, but obviously you've got stuff to report back to us, because so far you haven't really divulged too much. So I just wondered what exactly you'd found out.
There's quite a lot of plants here, and the people who work with them and around them, they do a lot of gardening. It's sort of... you know, part of their day-to-day lives, really. The front line is mostly the sort of gate where the public come in. The people who work on that are, generally speaking, the people who check the membership cards. The issues that they're sort of most concerned about are things like expired membership cards, like damaged membership cards, and even in some rare cases, and I couldn't believe this has actually happened on the ground in the front line, forged membership cards.
Oh, dear. That could be something we could get into some nitty-gritty with, some kind of black market operation to get in access into RHS properties and sites.
I've been trying that for quite a while, actually. I've been making some very nice copies, and it's good to know that my work has been appreciated by many people of the local area. You know, apparently the forged cards numbers here have gone up massively since I started making them.
Yeah, and you said you jumped the fence to bring us this live report tonight.
I never made myself a forged card to get in.
Ironically, you didn't need one, yeah.
I know, but, I mean, how stupid is that? If you make forged cards to get into the Royal Horticultural Society, make yourself one. That really is where I've gone wrong this week, I think.
Well, ironically, though, if you did have a forged card on you now, presumably the place you are is closed, so it wouldn't have been of any benefit to you right now.
Yeah, it wouldn't, and I don't think it'll help me get out as well, because, you know, it's quite dark. I can't even see the bit of fence when I got in, really.
Can you tell
any... You know, there's a lot of gardens around the country.
Yeah, I did know that. Yeah.
Yeah, there are.
Yeah, I mean, the RHS, probably one of the most famous sites, is Kew Gardens, isn't it, in London?
Oh, Ben. Oh, you have made a schoolboy error.
Have I?
The Kew and the RHS are not connected, Ben.
Are they not?
Kew is a botanical garden, a royal botanical garden, whereas the RHS is the Royal Horticultural Society. Unbelievably, there's no connection between those two organisations whatsoever. Kew has the gardens in Kew in London.
Yep.
They also have Wakehurst. The nearest to that is the RHS Gardens at Wisley. It's not the same, even though it starts with a W.
Well, I can't believe I'm saying this as part of this report, but you've actually taught me something tonight, Scott.
Botanical gardens are much more centred around science, whereas, as I've previously mentioned, horticulture is mostly about food.
Yeah, lovely. You've mentioned that more than once, but you've also said you didn't know you could eat plants as part of this, so, you know, you showed
me. I have learned so much today, because I have gone to Kew, which is mostly about science, and tried to eat them there, and quite a lot of them were poisonous, so that's where I kind of came up with the idea that you couldn't eat them. But RHS has places everywhere, so as well as Essex, they've got Harlow Carr in North Yorkshire. They've got Rosemore in Devon, Wisley in Surrey, as I've already mentioned, and Bridgewater in Greater Manchester. They're spread all over the country, Ben.
And isn't it hilarious that they've got Harlow Carr up north, where you said, and Harlow is in Essex as well, isn't it? Which is interesting.
They don't have one in Harlow in Essex.
No, I was just saying how funny it is, the coincidence that the place up north that's nowhere near Essex is...
If you were to go from Harlow to the gardens in near Harrogate, you'd have to drive a car. So you'd have to basically go and rent one from Harlow, which would be a Harlow car.
We're finding new layers of irony that I didn't think we could, Scott. I'm just mildly concerned that there won't be any sort of legal repercussions while you're exiting the property you're on at the moment. What sort of security systems do they have in place?
It turns out very, very few. I have wrecked this place while I've been in here tonight. I've sort of smashed a lot of the sort of greenhouses. Really done quite a substantial amount of serious damage. I think they're going to be quite upset in the morning.
Yeah, but hang on. I can understand you were desperate to sort of be on site while you know, the broadcast was going on live, so you might have had to rush in and get access, so accidentally trodden on some plants or flowers, unfortunately. But
I'd come here straight from Kew, thinking like you did, that they were connected, and the stuff I'd eaten at Kew not only was quite poisonous, a lot of it was hallucinogenic, so I've spent a pretty serious amount of the time today being off my nut.
And that's how the smashed greenhouses came about, is it?
Yeah, I got a shovel and just went to town on them.
Right, well, it's almost time to let you go. I have to say, we don't advocate any sort of violence towards any kind of structures anywhere near any RHS
site. I'm
quite
sad about it. I think it was a beautiful garden until I got my hands on it.
Can I just ask, before we let you go, Scott, when I turned up the microphone to start this broadcast, you were talking to someone else. Is there someone else there?
Oh, yeah, there's loads of it. Because I don't make the cards myself. I'm just the kingpin of the card manufacturing thing. So I brought them all in, really. There's about 30 of us. We are going crazy.
Right, so just to recap, you've started a sideline making fake IDs to gain access to RHS properties, and then you've helped everyone break in where they wouldn't need their IDs.
You've understood everything quite rightly.
Well, Scott, it's certainly not the report about nurses I was expecting, and if I'd have thought you'd have got something wrong about nurses, it could have gone in a dangerous direction, but instead...
One of the guys did catch his trouser leg on a spike as we jumped over the fence, so chances are tomorrow we'll have to take him to see a nurse. So it all comes round in the full circle eventually, Ben.
Yeah, well... Do you want to introduce the next track before we let you go, Scott, which is Fontella Bass and Rescue Me?
I very much do. Shall I do that now?
Yeah, as ever, you introduce it, we play your jingle, then that song comes on, and you get the heck out of wherever you are before any kind of patrolman come by.
What was the name of the song again?
Fontella Bass is the artist. Rescue Me.
Well, from Hyde Hall... Goodbye and hello to Fontella Bass and Rescue Me from Hyde Hall.
Where did he go? Nobody knows. He's a roving reporter. Where did he go? Nobody cares. He's a roving reporter.
On
Phoenix 98 FM.
Come on in.
Who?
Ben Simmons.
Oh, right.
On Phoenix FM.
Fontella Bass and Rescue Me, this is Ben Simmons. It's the show that goes like this on Phoenix FM here in our Brentwood studio. And I have to say, for legal reasons, we do not advocate trespassing in any way whatsoever, breaking and entering in any way whatsoever. Scott Fish is working on his own, admittedly on our behalf. But yes, whatever he's done tonight, we don't recommend breaking the law in any way whatsoever, and we condemn it in the strictest possible terms. And as we understand, it was out of my control, but members of the police force are currently on their way to that location where Scott Fish found himself. Anyway, how your Tuesday is still treating you well. Our roving reporter, as ever, hopefully all being well and any bail conditions being met, we'll be back next week. Great stuff. We probably won't bother sending him to a hospital or anything like that. We'll just find him a new task to get involved with, something where there's very little chance of making a mistake. So, yes, brilliant. Loads more great tracks to come up. Sue Burton suggested Fontella Bass and Rescue Me. Thank you very much for that, Sue. And remember, all the tracks inspired by the fact it is Certified Nurses Day on the 19th of March. It's also Let's Laugh Day, National Agriculture Day, Teenage Mutant Ninja Turtles Day and Clutter Awareness Week. Going to start giving you some tips about reducing clutter in the home fairly shortly on this programme. We've got an hour and 9 minutes still to go, so don't go anywhere. 98.0, phoenixfm.com and on smart speaker. In the meantime, thanks to Paul Saunders, here's Stand By Your Man from Tammy Wynette.
Sometimes it's hard to be a woman, giving all your love to just one man. You have bad times, and you have good times, doing things that you don't understand. But if you love him, you'll forgive him, even though he's hard to understand. And if you love him, I'll be proud of him, 'cause after all, he's just a man. A cold and lonely, stand by your man and show the world you love him. Keep giving all the love you can. Stand by your man.
Phoenix FM.
Tammy Wynette, of course, Stand By Your Man. While that song was on, I've done some exhaustive research on your behalf, lovely legend listeners, and found out some tips to help you declutter. Indeed, according to one website, the 30 greatest decluttering tips of all time. I'm not going to share all 30 with you, but some of these may well help. If you know you're a bit of a hoarder, if your house has got a lot of stuff in it, what can you do to fix it? Well, it's not so much some of these tips about fixing it once you've got clutter, it's about how to avoid clutter. We'll see how many of these down the line maybe help you fix clutter, but... Number one, do not treat your home like a storage unit. Keeping something because you might need it someday is like paying a mortgage to a storage company and comes at the expense of living in an empty, breathable space. Okay, also realize that what you keep does actually cost you a lot, not necessarily in money, but maybe in time. Maybe you're tempted to hang on to things because you feel like it's a waste of money if you ever need to buy them again. But what about the storage space you give up to store something and then the time you need to spend organising it, remembering where it is if you do ever need it again, putting it away, organise it again if it gets messy, cleaning it if you've got it out somewhere. You know, so yeah, there is time and effort involved in keeping something, even if you're not particularly using it very much. Also, give yourself permission to buy something again. Since the thought of having to part with money down the road is painful, you may choose to keep many things that you may not otherwise. But making a conscious act of giving yourself permission to buy something again down the road, with the knowledge that you're gaining space now by letting go, can help you get many things out of your home. Also, clutter comes from holding on to things that need action. Keeping the touch it once principle at the forefront of your mind will help you build good practices. For example, standing by the recycling bin with a handful of mail as you sort it and signing permission slips as soon as they come drastically cuts down on paper clutter. Okay, not quite too sure about the value of that one. But anyway, ask yourself if something is useful or beautiful. There was a famous quote attributed to William Morris who said, "Have nothing in your house that you do not know to be useful or believe to be beautiful." I've often thought, having been in properties where I've had cellars, been in properties where I've had loft spaces, garage spaces, shed spaces, we've always had a few boxes of things, my wife and I, where we go, oh, we'll store that in the garage, we'll store that in the shed, and then it's been there, or we'll store that in the loft, and then it goes up there for a year or so without you doing anything with it. May as well have got rid of all of that stuff, because it's not enhancing our lives. We've just stored it away for a long time and not done anything with it, and not looked at it, and not cared about it. So yeah, you've just got that out of sight, out of mind stuff going on with a lot of what's cluttering up your home, I suppose. Yeah, interesting. We'll look at some more decluttering tips in a few moments' time. But in the meantime, let's have some more music. So thanks to Nick Field, we're going to have the Pretenders. I'll Stand By You. I've seen the dark.